I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're going to do a COVID update like we do every week.
All right. We'll be happy when we don't have to do that anymore.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes. Everybody will be happier. Let's start with, what argument are Biden and Fauci having about booster shots?
Well, it's very interesting. Fauci is saying that we should have a booster shot every 8 months. Mm-hmm. And Biden is saying that we should have a booster shot every 5 months to make sure that everybody doesn't lose the benefits of the vaccination. Because it seems to be 6.5 months is when the benefit of the vaccination seems to wear off.
6.5 months.
So Biden's saying, well, why don't we do it at 5 months? Then nobody loses, you know, the booster capability.
Because he's a scientist.
Huh? Yeah, I guess so. And then Fauci says, no, 8 months is plenty of time.
Okay. So,
even though
it's wearing off at 6.5 months.
6.5 months, it's wearing off. And the information is coming out of Israel. Because mm-hmm. Israel was the first one to really get everybody vaccinated. I mean, they have like a 90% vaccination rate in the country right now. But they are having the highest number of COVID cases.
That's interesting.
That they've ever had. And it's something that's kind of overwhelming the system. They have actually implemented, everybody has to get a third vaccine. And they're already saying we're going to definitely have a fourth one mm-hmm. to actually keep this under control. And Israel also has a passport, a vaccine passport that you have to do anything. Almost even to go grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's you can't travel, you can't do anything unless you got your passport. And it's renewable every 6 months. So they're looking at every 6 months to get a booster vaccine. And basically, as far as they're concerned, it's for the rest of the world's duration.
Wow. And they were the first, and they have a high rate of the vaccine.
Very high.
But the highest number of COVID cases.
Well, not that, I don't know if it's the highest, but they have a very, very high rate of COVID cases.
Interesting.
And that's why they said the vaccine is wearing off. Because at first it was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's no doubt that the vaccine was working along those lines. But then all of a sudden their numbers spiked quite dramatically, actually. It's the highest that they, even before the vaccinations came in, was actually higher. So they said, well, we need to have a third vaccine. And then they said they're already gearing up for the fourth one. And the vaccine passport is every 6 month one. And they don't know when they're actually going to be stopping using that.
And that's in Israel.
That's in Israel.
So will booster shots be an ongoing need?
Well, you know, there's an argument about that. One of the things is that the arguments that we shouldn't be putting that out right now is it weakens the argument that you should be getting vaccinated. So there were people who said, yeah, it looks like we're going to need a booster every 6 months.
But don't tell
people because, you know, then we won't get the full compliance. Because it would be like, well, you know, I'm not going to get a vaccine every 5 or 8 months, depending on who you are, or if you're in Israel, it's every 6 months mm-hmm. for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've kind of started on that slope and you've allowed passports to come in and you've agreed that you can't do anything unless you have that passport, it's kind of you're locked in.
So what's the future of the Delta variant?
That's one of the things is that the Delta variant was actually showing up in Israel. And what we're hoping is that, you know, once we get enough of a herd immunity, the problem is, you know, how do you get the herd immunity? By people picking it up or by people who are vaccinated? Now, the thing that's actually proven is that people who have gotten the actual infection is actually 13 times greater resistant to the actual virus and to new variants than those people who just got the shot.
13 times.
13 times more effective, and it lasts, the immunity actually lasts for life.
Mm.
Now, that means that it's just like the H1N1 virus, which was the Spanish flu. You know, it's something that's going around. I mean, people basically got it, the population had it, and then it becomes less and less of a big deal as it goes along. So again, where are we going to get our herd immunity from? So far, you know, and they might be able to come up with a vaccine that actually works better, mm-hmm. or a nasal spray type of thing. Now they're looking at coming up with a pill that helps to stop the viral replication. So they might come up with something later on, but at this time, what we have is not something that gives long-lasting immunity. What does give long-lasting immunity is actually having the virus.
So what's new with the Mu variant? Now we have a Mu variant, and it didn't come from Wisconsin, right?
You sit there and ask me, you know, you said, you know, where does the Mu variant come from? And I said, Wisconsin. And you thought that was pretty fun.
I did.
Yeah. well, the Mu variant actually came out of South America. And it is one of, I mean, there's actually quite a few different variants of interest. Mu variant is one of the main ones. It is now in all 50 states, according to the information that I've been getting. But the Delta variant kind of seems to be keeping it under control, which actually might be a good thing. Because the Mu variant, the vaccines, at this point, from all the research that they're actually coming up with, and this is from Pfizer and Moderna, is that their shots do not work for it at all. Mm-hmm. So they're scrambling to come up with a new vaccine and said, everybody, if that becomes the dominant one, then everybody's going to need to get completely revaccinated. Again, it's kind of like, I don't know how that's going to go over. Mm-hmm. But if the Delta variant actually is going around, it competes with the Mu variant. We'd rather have the Delta variant than the Mu variant. Because at least with the Delta variant, the vaccination is 65%
effective.
Yeah, effective instead of 95% effective. Mm-hmm. But it's still better than zero, like with the Mu variant.
Okay. Are vaccine passports inevitable?
Well, you know, that's the one thing that they're kind of talking about is that this is something that they're kind of gradually turning up the heat on, is that the vaccine passports are going to be something that is essential. I know that Microsoft is spending billions. They've already got a means of actually giving a more permanent type of vaccine passport to people, sort of an injectable type of thing is what they're looking at. Underneath the skin that you can actually use as a passport key card, which they're actually really counting on as something that would be done worldwide. And they are thinking that it's going to be inevitable. Most of the world is really pushing it. There's a lot of pushback here in America on that. So, you know, it's yet to be decided. The political pressure is absolutely huge for that. If you don't want that to be something that goes on, there are certain people who think that, yes, that's a great thing. There are other people who sit there and say, well, you know what? That creates a new big brother. Because it's something that's traceable. It's something that they can keep track of you.
And it's on your body, under your skin.
Actually underneath your skin, so it becomes a part of you. And it's something that they can actually put any type of information on and track you with that. And a lot of people say, you know, that is just a recipe for totalitarian regime. If they get control of it, then they control the people. And that doesn't really, for those who are liberty-minded, especially Americans, you know, that doesn't really appeal to us. And is that something that we are willing to trade our liberty for safety? Or do we sit there and say, safety first, throw out the liberty? Because this is something that can be extremely easily abused. And once you give something like that to the government, that opportunity, the government will never let it go. Just to let you know.
Right. Wasn't, there's always been things in the government that are supposed to be temporary.
Correct. income tax was supposed to be temporary. They swore up and down that it was a temporary. Everything that the government has actually ever said was temporary has never been temporary. If you want to know if it's going to be permanent, listen to the government, and if they say it's temporary, it's permanent. They basically use reverse language.
Okay. So is this all politics or is it science?
Well, you know, when you really go in there and look at, they're saying, well, Dr. Fauci made a statement that if you disagree with me, you disagree with science and should be held accountable for that. Mm. That's almost like saying I'm God, mm-hmm. you know, and quite frankly, his track record isn't that great on what he says. I certainly wouldn't stand on everything that he's said so far and have any type of consistency. Matter of fact, it's probably been one of the most inconsistent types of people who've been putting out stuff out there.
Why is he still in
position? I don't know if anybody else wants the job. Okay. I have to say this about Fauci. I mean, he has been everywhere talking. I mean, at his age and how he stands up to all the questioning and just consistently is really quite remarkable. Oh. I don't think anybody else is willing to actually take that position. Uh-huh. So they might be stuck with him just because of I wouldn't want that position.
Yeah.
But it's a situation where that's a very arrogant type of thing. And to say that science is basically where people come together and argue about things, and then you prove who's right and who's wrong. At this point, there is censorship, there is repression, there is only one viewpoint that's allowed, mm-hmm. and that doesn't really sit well with people. Matter of fact, one of the largest groups of people who are refusing the vaccination is people with PhDs. Mm. That's a very high number that are actually saying no. So if you're right, you don't mind scrutiny. If it's more politics, then you don't allow any dissension. Mm. So, you know, people can kind of think about what's science and what's not. And I know the definition of science, and this ain't science.
This ain't science. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for the update. Always informative, and we appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to blue zone your life. And we'll talk about where those blue zones are in the world and why people are healthier in them and what they're doing.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll be right back.
Holistic Integration is excited to announce the launch of our very own dietary and herbal supplement line, Stasis Supplements. Stasis Supplements are created to maximize our patients' experience of true health by bringing mind, body, and spirit back into alignment. Learn more about Stasis Supplements on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology.
Well, let's talk about fascia restrictions. Fascia is kind of like a shrink wrap that surrounds every muscle in our body. And it can become dried out and lose elasticity, leading to more tension and stiffness.
One of the interesting things that they've been doing research, and this has just come out within the last 2 years, is that the fascia is one single organ. It's as much of an organ as your liver, heart, or kidneys. So all the fascia in your body is completely connected with each other and intercommunicates with each other. It's the main thing that determines your posture. Matter of fact, it has a very big effect on the nervous system. So as you can get the fascia back into alignment, it can actually change how the nervous system works. And much of the muscle is controlled by the fascia material. And if you look at the low back, it just covers the entire low back.
Really?
So oftentimes your low back problems is connected to the fascia material. Fascia is really where rapid release comes through. One of my good friends, Warren Hammer, that's his main thing, is fascial. Actually, I introduced him to the rapid release. He came to my office. I was working on him, doing some adjustments. And then I took the rapid release and went over it. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "What is that?" As soon as he saw the rapid release, it's just revolutionized his treatment. Yeah. And that's the main thing he teaches now, is how to release fascia with rapid release.
A lot of people are tight in their glutes. The piriformis syndrome will get them in a prolonged stretch and run the rapid release over that just for a few minutes. Big changes.
Oh, yeah. It, again, revolutionizes fascial release.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through Rapid Release's high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid release therapy by scheduling an appointment at Holistic Integration. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid release banner and enter code PRATHER, P-R-A-T-H-E-R, for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Leah Wilson, Executive Director and Co-Founder of Stand for Health Freedom.
Whatever happens at the university level and the healthcare level will be a blueprint for the rest of society. We currently have a campaign going asking our lawmakers to come back into session to close the loopholes that allow discrimination based on our healthcare decisions. A lot of people wonder, like, how can they force us to do things? We have a constitution. And the encouraging thing is that people are challenging this issue. Groups are coming together, and that's what it requires, is getting organized, unifying with a message. We have a campaign in Indiana right now. If you text in and you text the number 50457 with the word Hoosier, then you will get a link to take action on this campaign. We are all affected by this issue. Ultimately, how this issue is decided will affect each of us and will affect what we accept as Hoosiers. So take action on that campaign and share it with your friends and family.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Were we talking about how to blue zone your life? And Dr. Prather, what is a blue zone? What's considered a blue zone?
It was actually during a study for National Geographic on centenarians, on, you know, what is it that it takes to reach 100? Mm-hmm. And they found that different areas in the world have pockets of centenarians, people who live to be 100. Mm-hmm. And so what they did is, just by happen chance, when they were making, you know, the graph on the where those are, they marked them in blue.
Okay.
it science at work. and they started referring to it as the blue zones, and they said, hey, that's a good title.
And the blue zone, like, touchdown for the Colts. I don't know.
So they basically based it off of five different areas in the world.
Oh, just five.
Those were five that really stood out. That they actually wrote the book according. There might be other areas, but I haven't really studied it beyond what they've got on there. Mm-hmm. So the big area that they actually started with was Okinawa.
Oh.
Okinawa has a very high number of people who live to be 100. Mm-hmm. And so they went there, and that was the first study that they did. But they said, are there other areas? The next area that they found was in Sardinia.
Ooh, my people.
There you go. And then there was a little area of Greece, Icaria. That was actually doing quite, yeah, that also had a high number. And then an area of Costa Rica. And then they actually found one. Well, are there any in
United States?
And they said, yes, there is one in California, Loma Linda. And that is a Seventh-day Adventist community.
Okay.
And those were the five areas that they actually studied. They have found some other areas, but these were the areas that stood out to be probably the highest concentration of mm-hmm. people who live to be 100.
You showed me a picture mm-hmm. of a woman. Was she 100?
She was actually 100 years old.
Lifting every day. She walks a mile.
Right.
Lifts weights.
And then she also gets on a stationary bike mm-hmm. and rides that for, I think, 45 minutes.
And she's been doing that.
She started young, about 75.
So there's hope, people. You just got to start. And those weights look like 10 pound.
They actually were 10 pound weights, yeah. And she lives with her daughter, who's heading towards 90. But so.
Wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, she's in, I think she had her when she was like 19 or so.
Okay.
So they work out together. Yeah, they actually work out together and live together.
That's That's encouraging.
Sure.
So is it just about living longer, these blue zones?
No. The other thing that they really find is they did a happiness scale.
Happiness.
Yeah. You know, how satisfied were they with their life? Mm. How stress-free were they? How did they rate their life? And they also were extremely, in other words, they were very, very happy with their life. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that they lived a long time. Because I've had a lot of people said, well, you know, you're not going to, if you keep doing that, you're not going to live to be 100. And they go, well, why would I want to live to be 100? Mm. Well, these people are actually very active. You've got one guy, they got a picture of him out water skiing at like 98.
Oh my goodness.
And so these people party. They go dancing. Mm-hmm. And they say this is, you know, they say life kind of starts at 90. So, you know.
So if you can have that kind of quality of life.
Right. And they're not really in pain. Mm-hmm. They feel really good. And they're just joyful.
I think so many people think pain just goes along with the aging process.
And it doesn't have to.
No, it doesn't. No.
So, you know, not only do they age, but they actually age very, very positively. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. So it's a good quality of life, and they feel very, one of the main things in that actually kind of helps to determine is that they feel very useful. Most of these people are still very active. They take care of great-great-grandkids. Mm-hmm. They garden. They oftentimes are essential to the community and to their family.
They have a purpose.
A purpose is one of the main things that they have. It's not just that they're just sitting around. Mm-hmm. They're all very, very active. Mm-hmm.
So why is a blue zone life important now?
Well, you know, we're one of the things that is important to understand with this whole COVID is it brings up a reality that we need to take care of ourselves. You've got, you know, when you're talking about the whole problem with the COVID, of course, it's a very low rate of people who actually die from it. It's, what, 99.2 or something like that. So it's a very, very low rate of death. We were concerned because we thought it might be at 3% when it first started. But it's nothing close to that. Mm-hmm. There are a group of people. So 26% of the population, at least in the United States, seems to be completely immune to the virus anyway. They're not going to get it no matter what. You've got 40% of the population that has very mild, actually have no symptoms even though they've had it. So you've got that group. Then you've got 20% who have mild to moderate, and it's 14% of the population who are at risk. And the people who are at risk are basically people who haven't really taken care of themselves. It's higher in the age, older people, because of the because they haven't really, they're in more frail health, unlike these people in the blue zones, are actually very, very healthy. People don't always keep up their health, and you have to, really do the right things to age gracefully and to age healthily. And the people who are actually at risk in the younger are oftentimes mostly obese and nutritionally deficient or have other different types of issues. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that could have been really done, you know, and there's no emphasis on this, is why aren't we also promoting the things that would be necessary to keep our health up? For those 14% of the people who are at risk, it is a 7.5% death rate, mm-hmm. for that 14%, which is a high group. So if you're in that group, thinking about it and saying, what can I do to make myself healthy? Mm-hmm. Or for those of us who aren't in that group, how can I keep from getting into that unhealthy stage?
Right.
And, you know, when we're talking about, we've talked about structure function care and how important that is, where you bring the body into homeostasis, which is health, which is basically what the blue zone people are doing, is they're in homeostasis. Mm-hmm. They practice structure function care. One of the things that's remarkable about these people is they don't do pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pharmaceuticals are unknown to them. They don't do them. Maybe once, maybe twice their entire life, do they have to go on a pharmaceutical. We always,
and it's temporary.
And it's temporary. So what you're looking at is, you know, the whole emphasis that we talk about in structure function care is taking care of yourself, getting yourself into a balance, balance being health. And 80% of all health care should be structure function based. 20% of health care should be disease care or pharmaceutical based. You know, I certainly recognize when pharmaceuticals are necessary in our patients and that we move them in that direction. But we have spent in the United States more money per person on healthcare than any other country, even coming close. And we have the worst outcomes because we have a almost 100% based, our healthcare system is designed for disease care, pharmaceutical based. And it is a disaster. Just put it plainly, it's a disaster. You know, and when they sit there and say, you know, just rely on disease care and pharmaceutical care to help to solve this problem with the COVID, it's not working. It's not going to work. It's not going to fix our healthcare system. It's not going to make America healthier. What is we bring in the structure function care, we'll start to get some real results. And we'll be able to really cut down on the deaths and everything that's involved with that and get a healthier, happier population. Now, I'm not denying the pharmaceutical and its necessity, but we can't rely on that. It's not designed to make us healthy. It's designed to keep diseases, which are symptoms, under control. With that, it does well, but it is not there to solve our healthcare crisis, which this actually shows up our health crisis in a much greater way.
Well, let's just stop there. That so much truth in that. So when we come back, let's talk about what the first step in implementing a change in lifestyle. We'll talk about that first step when we come back. How to Blue Zone Your Life. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I used to have ADHD, but y'all, I dropped the H. I'm too old. I'm too old to be that hyper. I'm now just attention deficit disordered. And I was, what was I talking about?
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration.
What is the most important nutrition for fighting COVID virus?
Zinc interrupts the reproduction of the virus in our cells. Zinc is very well known to be the major factor. You know, they're talking about ivermectin and other different types of medications is very important. But the whole point behind those is that they help to deliver zinc into the cells. With the hair analysis, we can actually measure the zinc levels. We can also do a blood test that measures the cellular zinc. We don't actually need the pharmaceuticals to deliver the zinc into the body. We have five different kinds of zinc that we utilize. And some of them are designed to get right into the cellular structure. And as we give those to people who are actually going through the COVID, they oftentimes can say that they feel an immediate difference that day.
Schedule your appointment at Holistic Integration, 317-848-8048. Holistic Integration, restoring hope.
Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with five built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles, powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRAETHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna kill my head. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
How to blue zone your life. That's what we're talking about, the blue zones. And go over those five areas of the blue zone where they have the most people that are living over 100 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Okinawa was the first one that they actually looked at. Sardinia was the other one. They also looked at, I love this name, Loma Linda, California. Mm-hmm. That was a Seventh-day Adventist. Costa Rica, and then the Icaria area of Greece. So those were the five areas that they did the studies on.
The whole country of Costa Rica?
No. Okay. Oh. It was a peninsula of
okay.
Costa Rica. It's the Nicoya
okay.
Peninsula.
All right.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that.
I like
that.
How you say peninsula.
Peninsula.
Okay. So let's talk about what is the first step in implementing a change in lifestyle?
Evaluation. Mm. You know, you've got to sit down there and really just kind of evaluate your life. What do you want out of life? A lot of these people, they offered them like the modern day conveniences. And it's like one thing that they got is that none of these places have TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And
people are sitting, they're not sitting watching TV.
Right. They sit there and they said, now, you know, they'd been all with National Geographic, they'd been all over the world. Mm-hmm. And they said, even in Antarctica and in the deepest, darkest Amazon right now, you can get satellite for TV. You know, you can have those types of things. These people actually rejected all that. So, you know,
well, I turned on the TV the other day and there is nothing to watch. there was nothing I wanted to watch.
Sure. And, you know, they've been offered all the things. But, you know, what they did is they said, you know, what is it that I'm really looking for in life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, contentment, a sense of purpose, a healthy lifestyle, low stress.
Faith
was mm-hmm. actually one of the major things in all this. And they said, you know, those things all interfere. So what is it that you want in life? There was one gal who actually helped out with the Okinawa, and she was this high exec who was making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually working along those lines and was always out there, go, 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 stay up until 2, 3 a.m. doing karaoke, which the Japanese love to do.
Uh-huh.
And then they were constantly, you know, and she looked at this and saw the people in Okinawa and said, oh my gosh, this is what I want.
Mm.
You know, this crazy lifestyle that I've been living is not what I want. So she found a guy, got married, quit working.
Mm-hmm.
And
found a guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then started a garden and just rearranged her whole life. And she says, you know, it's so much better now.
Mm,
you know,
simplified.
This is, yeah, this is what I really want. Now, maybe you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that is important is to evaluate, you know, what is your life like? Is this the life you really want?
Mm-hmm.
And then how are you going to actually go about changing it to head it into the direction of what you desire?
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Very important.
Yeah. I just talked to someone today who just resigned from her position, wasn't liking the direction the company was going, is going to start her own thing that's going to implement. It's going to be in nature, things that she loves to do, you know, and I'm pulling for her. And I think it's exciting.
Sure.
You know, that she's going to move that way to something that she really enjoys doing, being outdoors, starting a business that would implement that, you know.
Of course.
And you could just see the excitement.
Yeah. Arranging your life to meet your needs instead of, you know, the demands that have been put on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then conforming yourself to those demands, because society is actually demanding a lot from us.
Yes.
You know, and more mm-hmm. on control, on I mean, even what we put in our bodies and how we think and how we communicate. You know, is this really what we want?
Mm-hmm.
Is this chaos right now really what we want? Mm-hmm. And can we actually change it?
Mm. Yeah, we can start with ourselves.
Starting with yourself actually is usually where a revolution starts.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, why are diagnostics helpful? I know I just did my own blood work and some things I need to really work on.
Mm-hmm.
And it can creep up like that, you know. My last blood work 4 months ago was very good, and things showed up on this last blood work that we're working on.
Correct.
But important things. And I knew that I was off, you know, there was something off.
Mm-hmm.
So why are diagnostics helpful?
And this is one of the advantages that we have over a lot of the people in the blue zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started out at a very young age actually living this way. So a lot of the problems that they never developed the problems that we've got anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it never, you know, in other words, they didn't have to worry about it. A lot of us have to have an evaluation of where we are. And that's where diagnostics can really help out to help to achieve that homeostasis. Because first, you need to know how far you are from it and what you're going to need to
do. How far you are from homeostasis.
Homeostasis, yeah. How far are you from actually achieving that that healthy lifestyle that you have chosen to have?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Because people don't know.
Right, right. And your blood chemistry tells
sure.
it all.
It's a
blueprint to your health.
I try to be gentle with people,
mm-hmm.
you know, as I go through this. But sometimes, you know, it's kind of a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Am I really that bad?
People say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have to say the truth. Yes, you are really that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but, you know, these things can be done. We can actually work on it.
Yeah.
And these are the steps you need to take.
Mm-hmm.
So having a starting point, evaluating what you want, if this is something you're looking for. And then what are the things that you need to do to change it? And where are you starting from?
Yeah, very important.
Very important.
You don't know where you're going until you
yes
start somewhere. So let's talk about the different areas. Exercise. How much exercise is enough to make a difference?
Well, that was one of the things, is that these people lived a moving lifestyle.
Mm.
Now, they weren't, you know, like these Olympic you know, it wasn't that they were warriors, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had really hard type, but it was consistent, moderate exercise on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, usually they walked everywhere. Mm-hmm. They did their own gardening. They cooked their own food. And basically, while they were awake, they were moving on a constant basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so people realizing what it actually takes. And oftentimes, you know, I've had people say, oh, I don't have time for exercise. You know, I'm not in shape to do exercise. And I said, well, do you understand what we're actually asking you to do? And they've got these great grand, you know, philosophies of trying to become Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
And actually, Olympic athletes don't really, like marathon runners,
mm-hmm.
For the average age of someone who is a international marathon level, they die at 56.
Mm.
So they don't live that long because they overstress their body.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everything in moderation. Too many of us, the majority of us are not exercising enough.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who are over-exercising. I've had people who were triathletes who come in and they know that they have to have a lot of help to actually maintain that kind of a level. Amateur triathletes may not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So how much exercise is enough? I was telling one guy, all I want you to do is 45 minutes of walking every single day. Well, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to do some light resistant exercise 3 days a week for about 45 minutes also. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, so we got something set up for him. It's just become a routine for him.
Right.
Just and it's put it made in your schedule. Dramatic difference in his health. Mm-hmm. So you can actually start to implement an exercise program in a very easy type of a way and something that really fits into your lifestyle. The best way is that you get into a situation where you walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's a the best thing to do is have something that occupies your life and you're constantly moving. Mm-hmm. Movement equals life. If you don't move, that's when you die.
Mm-hmm. So call it rigor mortis sets in.
That's right.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the 5 types of exercise people should do. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip, featuring Stasis Supplements from Holistic Integration.
Hello, friends. This is Kira, your functional health coach and herbalist at Holistic Integration. I am here to talk about the Immune Support Package. So this package is amazing for supporting a healthy immune system through seasonal changes. It supports overall immunity and is actually a great COVID prevention package because it contains antiviral elements like zinc and a concentrated amount of antioxidants. In this package, there's viricidin, a stasis supplement mushroom immune complex, vitamin D, elderberry extract, and 10 of our stasis homeopathic immunity injections. The mushroom immunity complex contains 5 strains of medicinal mushrooms that have incredible anti-inflammatory immunity and even anti-aging properties. This package would typically run over $200, but because it's a package deal and because we're so excited to introduce stasis supplements to the world, this package is only $139.90.
Kira, can you tell us more about the Stasis Supplements Mushroom Complex that's in the Immune Support Package?
Absolutely. So the Mushroom Immune Complex contains 5 different strains of mushrooms. So mushrooms right now are really huge and they're a hot commodity in the health realm because they are known to be so potent and powerful for a lot of different health conditions. And there's even quite a bit of research coming out that shows how mushrooms can be effective in treating cancer patients. There's some very well-respected medical journals that actually show that mushrooms, particularly lion's mane, can be supportive to patients with depression by improving their neurotransmitter pathways and reducing inflammation. Then there's other studies that are actually very recent that show how chaga mushroom has antiviral properties and can support patients who have either had COVID or support other patients who are wanting to prevent a contraction of COVID by supporting the immune system. And then even more studies show that maitake mushrooms can help patients with elevated blood pressure and elevated cholesterol levels. So there's really just so many benefits to taking medicinal mushrooms regularly that I just love introducing this product to people to boost their overall wellness.
Learn more about Stasis Supplements by going to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com or schedule an appointment with one of our Holistic Integration Functional Health Coaches for a supplement and nutrition program uniquely tailored just for you. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Stasis Supplements from Holistic Integration, restoring hope. Bring yourself back to heart health with holistic heart treatment from Holistic Integration. Holistic Heart was created with the goal of offering all-inclusive, medically sound, safe, natural, and non-invasive cardiac care to our patients. Surgery and prescription medications are not the only treatments available for cardiac patients, but they are, unfortunately, the only options presented by many other healthcare providers. While helpful and appropriate for many, these options often provide no long-term relief from chest pain and other cardiac conditions. These invasive procedures and prescription medications can also lead to more pain and greater risk of serious side effects. It's time for you to consider a new direction for heart treatment. We are now accepting a limited number of patients for cardiac services through Holistic Heart. Schedule your appointment at Holistic Heart, 317-848-8048, or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Holistic Integration, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking about how to blue zone your life. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about the importance of exercise. What are the five types of exercise people should
Well, number one is aerobic. Mm-hmm. And you should have ideally about an hour 5 days a week. You should also have anaerobic, some resistance type exercise. Flexibility is absolutely critical. Mm. And balance exercises. And then also actually balancing the muscles in the body are the five things that you actually look at as you're looking at an evaluation for exercise.
And you have to do something you enjoy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and that's different for everybody.
It's completely different. I like Tai Chi. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to, and that's actually the exercise that has been proven to produce longevity of any type of exercise.
It's just too slow for me.
It's not as easy as you thought it
no,
was.
No, no, it's not. It's good, yeah? But I like to.
You like to move,
move.
That's my girl. Opposites attract.
That's right. Let's talk about calorie intake. Why reduce our calorie intake, especially as we age?
Sure. Especially as you age, you should cut down on your calories. The big thing is that you want your nutrients to be higher than your caloric intake. So you don't want calorie-heavy type of a diet. What you want is a nutrient-dense diet.
And what do you mean
diet.
By that?
Well, you know, if you eat sugar, it's very high calorie, but it has very little nutrients in it. If you eat an herb, it has very low calories, but has high nutrients. So those are the two opposites. And one of the things that these people do is they include a lot of herbs into their diet. They eat low-calorie, high-nutrient types of foods to actually achieve the kind of health that you're actually looking for. So low-calorie, high nutrients, and the body works much better.
So why is a vegetarian-heavy diet better?
Well, it's interesting because it's mainly the fiber that actually makes the biggest difference. So heavy fiber. And that's one of the things I always talk about, is that if I had one supplement to give to everyone, it would be fiber. Fiber, fiber, fiber. And the vegetarian is basically where you get your fiber from. So these people eat a lot of fiber, and that's where they get most of their nutrients from. And then a low caloric along with that, and you get that best from a vegetarian type of diet. In Costa Rica, one thing that they said is that, you know, what do you eat? Corn and beans, and sometimes beans and corn. But it's a very high fiber because it's all, you know, grain and beans that they actually hit quite a bit. And, oh, the big thing that they found, the biggest nutrient that they found that was very common on the blue zones is nuts.
So many people have nut allergies, you know.
Yeah. And, but these people don't. And there's a reason for nut allergies. But nuts absolutely seem to be, because they are very high in fiber. That's the big thing that actually makes that work. So, you know, eat your prunes, eat your whole grains, mm-hmm. Eat your beans, because that's all like fiber, fiber, fiber. And most of it, if you're going to supplement something, everybody in the entire world needs fiber in their diet. Probably almost everyone in the Western world do not get enough fiber, because we've actually grown our foods to eliminate fiber so you have better taste. Mm-hmm. And then the first thing they do whenever they process anything is they take out the fiber.
Yeah.
And so our fiber levels have just dropped from what our ancestors used to eat. Mm-hmm. And these people are still eating their fiber, and that's the key.
And fiber fills you up.
Fiber fills mm-hmm. you up, and it also cuts down on how many calories you actually get from the food that you eat. Mm-hmm. And the fiber actually increases your nutrient intake. So fiber cuts down cancer, fiber cuts down cardiovascular disease, which are the number 1 and 2 killers.
Okay, well, let's talk about alcohol. Should we drink alcohol?
Interestingly, the only people of the group who didn't have moderate alcohol on a daily basis mm-hmm. was the Seventh-day Adventists. Mm-hmm. But they find that like 1 or 2 glasses a day of some alcohol, mm-hmm. Low alcoholic content, seems to actually increase longevity. And they usually do like their wine and their sake. Most of these people, especially when you start to get about 100.
Yeah.
It tastes even better at that point.
Tastes even better.
Yep.
Why reduce stress? And how do we achieve that?
Well, stress is one of the biggest things that they were really looking at. And they like always looked like trying to get there early. They tried not to fill up their day too much. Mm-hmm. They took low-stress type jobs. They didn't want something where they would be doing where they would actually find stress in their lives. Mm. So they really worked along those lines and actually planned their life to keep it as low-stress as possible.
Yeah.
And live simple lives. None of these people had big houses. Mm-hmm. They like to keep it small because the closer you are to people, the less stress you have. If you're all by yourself, that actually increases stress.
Yeah, if you isolate.
Right. Hmm. So they didn't want a lot of things. Things cause stress.
Why is faith and community critical?
It reduces stress. I mean, one of the things that they found on people who had a faith and a community of faith mm-hmm. were the people who have gone through the COVID with the least amount of problems. Mm-hmm. So as they did research on this, the people of faith with a community, not just that you're by yourself, you have to actually have a group. You know, as it says in the scripture, don't stop meeting together mm-hmm. because we need each other. And if we can have a common faith, that actually helps to build that up. Faith was one of the most critical things in these blue zones that really helped people to live the longest.
Mm. And then why is looking forward and backwards important?
Well, one of the things is they're always involved with their grandkids and great-grandkids and all that type of thing. So they're looking forward at future generations, but they also have a great respect for their elders. So usually they have some kind of a shrine. Mm-hmm. So in Italy, they had a wall full of pictures. In Okinawa, they had sort of the ancestor type of place that you go. Mm-hmm. But looking back at your ancestors was one of the biggest things, and looking forward at the kids was one of the other things that was a very big part of their lives.
And investing in those future generations.
Knowing where you come from and where you're going.
The importance of loved ones.
The importance of loved ones. Marriages were very solid. There just really wasn't divorce. And then also family was absolutely critical. So they had a real good family type of network, but they also had friendships. Mm-hmm. So like in Okinawa, when you're young, you actually find 5 people, that's a group, mm-hmm. and then you're friends for life. Mm. And so you need to have family, but you also need to have friends.
It's important.
Important.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very informative on these blue zones.
Yes, and this is something that, you know, I'm actually looking at for myself, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be evaluating
this.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Holistic Integration is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.